Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. It is what motivates us, and 50,000 of you can't be wrong any one week. Do tell your friends about us. Do rate us. This is the A segment, 1051A. It is the segment that is on the medical news of the week, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. Persona Nutrition, if you go there and take the free online assessment at personanutrition.com, you can find out what you're missing or not and what will help you. One of the things that is disturbing to me, though, is that 30% of heart attack victims are smokers. Remember, only 15% of America smokes. So it's almost double the number of, it is double the number, the relationship. It's twice as you increase your risk, you double your risk of a heart attack if you're a smoker. And it occurs at a younger age, and it often causes more disability, more heart failure. But the interesting and the most disturbing thing is every one of them is offered, because it's part of Medicare and Medicaid, as well as every other insurance company, free smoking cessation programs. How many of the people who have a heart attack take the insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid up on it? One-third. Two-thirds don't. I mean, to me, this is crazy. That's how addictive cigarettes are. But it is a crazy phenomenon because it implies, it basically says you don't care about your health. You're willing to have another heart attack if you keep smoking. And that's how addictive cigarettes are. It's very tough to do behavior change like that. Are there benefits to brown rice or white rice, which is healthier? Turns out brown rice has all of the components. That is, it has the endosperm, the sperm, and the bran. It has the endosperm is the group that has the, if you will, the nutrients in it. The bran is the fiber, and the sperm is the, and I want to make sure I'm getting this right. Point is that it has all three components, and the white rice is especially, even the brown rice grown in America is especially bad for you, so you want to get it from a foreign country. And I don't say that about anything else, I think. Why? Because in America, rice is grown, both brown and white, in former cotton fields, and they used arsenic as the pesticide against the boll weevil. Worked against the boll weevil. If you put it in your cotton, you didn't eat your cotton, didn't matter. But it's still in the soil, and the rice takes it up, and then you get it. So that's the bad part of it, if you will. So the point is, we don't want you to get it. So the message is, I guess the message you'd have to say is make sure you get your rice, either sushi rice, which isn't grown in those same fields, or get your brown or white rice from another country. U.S. death rates and suicide rates for U.S. teen girls are up 80% during the pandemic. What do you want to know about this? Well, the important part to know about this is what to do and spotting it to avoid the problem in your own child. Well, changes in appearance or hygiene, increased alcohol or drug use, sudden drop in grades, social withdrawal, sudden withdrawal from others, talking about suicide or preoccupation, using the internet to search for suicide, new risky or reckless behaviors in your child, self-harming, and talking about hopelessness or have nothing to live for. Those are all signs that make you want to say, hey, let's get help immediately, not 2 weeks from now, but immediately. Some other points that we should cover on the subject are on that death rates are rising for heart disease and diabetes last year. And you say, well, wait a second. Last year, we had 350,000 deaths from COVID, but we also had 32,000 more heart disease deaths than the year before, and 13,000 more diabetics, 11% more people died of Parkinson's, 12% from high blood pressure, 4% increase from stroke, 8% from Alzheimer's. Every one of them went up. And 25 states, in the first time ever in America, 25 states had more deaths than births last year. So what does this say? It says maybe we underestimated the deaths from COVID-19, or maybe people just didn't get care for their other diseases because they were afraid of getting COVID-19 and died for that reason. And, if you will, increased deaths, disparities in rural America, there both the hospitals are closing there and there were increased deaths there. Probably because of that. There's a new program to tackle prescription overload. If you look at people, they bring in, when the first see patients over the age of 65, they bring in at least 5 prescriptions and another 5 or 10 supplements. And so there is a de-prescribing program. It's not to stop you from using these if they're indicated. It's to stop you from using unindicated things. Both the best and the worst story of the week is this one. There is no metabolically healthy obesity. That is, we used to call metabolically healthy as people who were obese, that is, had a waist that was more than half their height. So if your height is, if you're 6 feet, 72 inches, your waist should be 36 inches or less. You measure that at your belly button with you sucking in. And suck in as hard as you can. But the reason this has been, there are some people, 25 or 30%, who have a normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, normal blood pressure, a normal HDL, a normal triglycerides. We've called those metabolically healthy. There ain't no such thing. They're still dying at a much higher rate than people who are the same age, same gender, but have no obesity, no waist that is half their height. So that is a problem. Perhaps the most disturbing part, and the good part of this is if you lose the weight, as we told you about last week, in that it was a soup diet for 12 weeks, 75% were able to get rid of their blood pressure and get rid of their obesity. 66% were able to get off of their diabetic medications. So you can go on a soup diet for 12 weeks and maybe continued, and they don't have a long-term follow-up, but continue with less calories and you'll get rid of obesity. So that's the good part of this. There is one bad story this week that I don't know how to phrase other than, I guess I've told you about a bunch of other bad ones this week. I usually try and give you a good stories, but this one is women are now over-drinking as much as men did. In 1980, only 1/3 as many women as men binge drank, that is, drank more than 3 drinks any one night of the week as a consistent phenomenon at least once a month. So once a month or more, women would, one third of as many women as men would drink four drinks. It turns out, and men, it's five drinks. It turns out that last year it was equal. Women are drinking as much as men and are struggling with keeping their alcohol consumption in check. Yes, there is a genetic predisposition to alcoholism. We'll discuss that next week. I saw one of the stories that just came out that we'll cover next week is the genetic predisposition to alcoholism and what you can do about it. And it came out recently, and so we'll cover that for one of the stories for next week, as well as does getting the vaccine against COVID protect you or increase your risk of infertility? And there is good news here, but we'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, I want to thank Caitlin for great engineering, you especially for downloading us and hopefully telling your friends about us. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, 1051. This was 1051A, the latest medical news of the week, and what it means to you. We have a great guest again this week, so tune in and you'll hear our guest. In the meantime, that's on the B segment to download. In the meantime, thanks very much. And by the way, there's one of our past segments I definitely want you to listen to. We had a great guest talking about bladder control for women, Dr. Jill Moore Rabin. I didn't realize it, but 83% of women have problems with bladder control. It's 1049B. I guess that's a couple of weeks ago, because today was 1051A. So 2 weeks ago, we had Dr. Rubin talk to us. She gave a really good synopsis of the problems, and she did just a really great job at explaining it. I did send a couple patients to her, and she did an excellent job with them as well. So the point is, this is a real pro. You'll want to listen to 1049B, the guest segment, to listen to Dr. Rubin talk about bladder control for women. Thanks again. We'll be back next week, and we should thank Persona Nutrition, our sponsor. Remember, you can take the free online quiz at Persona Nutrition to find out if you're missing anything in your diet and which nutrients or whatever you're missing and how to find them. There's a nutritionist there who can help you find out what to take, what foods to eat, so that you're not missing anything. Or you may want to talk to the nutritionist about a supplement or two. In the meantime, thanks very much. Caitlin, thank you. We'll be back next week.